When the art day gets rough, you just gotta keep on punching. And here's your Thunder Punch Daily with Jersey Drozd.
Okay, let's try for a clumsy metaphor to kick off Art Sound Off 2016. You're on a road trip. For those of you who take road trips, and you watch the gauges to see how much gas you have left. You pay attention to signals from people who are in the vehicle with you. Does somebody need to go to the bathroom? Do you need to stop and stretch your legs? Do you need to have like a food break? Right, lots of little things along the way to know what's the optimal time, what's the best time to stop, change gears. Change your focus a little bit. That's going to be one of my watchwords for this year's Art Sound Off is figuring out, watching for the optimal times to do my reflection and reflect about what I've been working on. And today, the signal that I got for today was, as we kick off the month of November, I find myself up to my ears and thumbnailing to do, which I've said 100 times is like the most interesting and intellectually challenging part of making comics. I love it a lot, but it is really, for me at least, it's a super intense process. I imagine that the different parts of the process are more intense or less intense to different people depending on who you're talking to. But for me, that's the one that I struggle with the hardest. And as a consequence, it's the most interesting part of it. But the side effect of that is that my analytical eye is not attending to any of those signals that I mentioned earlier when I'm thumbnailing. This is the part that I really do get lost in. Ideally, I get lost in it because it's requiring so many of my faculties to really attend to, you know, what I'm trying to knit together. What am I trying to knit together? I guess I have time to go into that. You're thinking about what's the story about? How is that being expressed in terms of dialogue, in terms of moment choice? Is the panel big? Is the panel small? What's the exact phrasing that you're going to use? How would this character say it versus the way that character would say it? How would this character react to what that character just said? Should I change the expositional dialogue between characters? Would it make more sense for this other character to say it? And then if so, how would they say it compared to this character, right? Oh, what's the composition of this page? How is it going to interact with itself? How are the different panels going to be arranged so that it is unambiguous as to where you're supposed to read, but it's still pleasing and interesting and not just a simple grid? Or is a simple grid what is absolutely required for this page, right? You can see how you can get lost down all sorts of rabbit holes with this. And so I'm not really paying attention to the outside world when I'm doing this. So it takes a little bit more time for me to come out of that hole. When I'm thumbnailing, if I stop abruptly and then like have to go be around people, I tend to come off as looking a little, I personally think, just withdrawn. But, I've had people say, you know, what's wrong? Are you okay? Is everything all right? Are you tired? Are you sick? No, I've just been thumbnailing. When I'm penciling or inking, not a problem. So as I was looking at my emergent task planner today and charting out my day, and I stopped in a certain part of the process of thumbnailing, marked it on my timeline, saw how many hours were left in my workday, and said, you know what? Before I dive in for the deep dive of the second round of thumbnails on this, now is the time to do my reflection. And I guess that was like my first reflection is that, the focused activity of one part of the process makes it hard to come out, and I need to be aware of where my energy is going to be going all this month. And monitoring the highs and lows of it so that I know when is a good time to stop and think about what I'm engaging with. And, I'm also capturing a bunch of things as they happen throughout the week so that I have like sort of like a holding tank of ideas for rumination and reflection on Thunder Punch Daily. But I remember last year when I did this, there were at least a couple episodes where I was feeling really rushed and really kind of at a loss. You know, I was recording it in my car, just trying to get it, put it together really fast before I went and did another thing that I had to do. So like my days were just packed to the gills. It's a good problem to have, you know, you get to do interesting stuff. And November's going to be like that again for me. A lot of different projects to do, all very interesting and very fun. What I did with Inktober this year, I feel that was a success in that I found the way to fit that extra hour in around everything else so it didn't disrupt things too much. I want to do the same thing with this. I mean, this, what are we talking about? Talking about 5 to 10 minutes shouldn't be that bad. Well, you're going to add on like the editing and the posting and all that stuff. A little bit more than 10 minutes, but still. Ideally, it should take a little less bandwidth than Inktober did. But you know what? There's also the idea collection and the thoughtful reflection before I do the reflection. Like just before I sat down to record this one, I did right here, you know, put together some notes on a sticky note, jotting down 3 ideas, looking for optimal times to fit in reflections, thumbnailing all day, focused activity, hard to come out from it, right? So there's like a little bit of overhead on that. What do I got going on this week? And this is what I'm going to be chronicling probably. Is classes all week. You know, every afternoon I've got classes. And then I've got thumbnails for the graphic novel project, which I'm hopefully putting to bed today. If not today, tomorrow morning. And then a little Boulder and Fleet short story thing that I got to have done before the end of the week as well. And then it's full-on penciling and inking of the graphic novel, God willing. And then I know I have captured in my notebook some reflections on the Inktober project from last month, from October, which I will talk about here and there, right? So this is the way I'm preparing for success, right? It's like I'm going to be looking for optimal times to be doing this thing so when I can actually be reflective. And failing that, I'm going to grab a backlog of reflections from past things that I've done so that I can, you know, use this as an opportunity to chew on those ideas and actually properly process them. So I, you know, hopefully remember what that experience was like if when I decided to take it on again. Okay, there we go. First art sound off entry in the can. What is it? First of all, let me say who I am. I'm Jersey Droz, cartoonist and teaching artist, boulderandfleet.com, patreon.com/Jersey if you want to check out a bunch of different process stuff that I do. And I appreciate so much everybody who supports me there. This episode is going to be posted on the Lean Into Art Patreon at patreon.com/leanintoart for the Art Sound Off Challenge. What is the Art Sound Off Challenge? It is for the month of November, for the past couple of years, my buddy Rob Stenzinger and I have challenged ourselves and by extension, everybody else to record a 5 to 10 minute audio essay reflection, some kind of content to go along with the art that you make, providing context to the art that you make with your voice. Super easy to do. You can check out all the guidance at artsoundoff.com. And then these episodes will be posted at patreon.com/leanintoart. I'm also hopefully going to remember to use this audio essay series as a way to draw more attention to the Lean Into Art Patreon page. Because what would be really cool, what I would really love to have happen, is if by the end of Art Sound Off 2016, we got our patronage up to $800 a month, which would actually pay for the time that Rob and I put into putting together the Lean Into Art cast, the show that started this whole Art Sound Off thing. So once again, please do go check out patreon.com/leanintoart and consider supporting us even $1 a month if you can do it. That would be super great. We really, really appreciate it. And we give shout outs on the show to the folks who do support us. And then if you want to follow along with the other people doing the Art Sound Off Challenge, you can go to Twitter and look for the hashtag Art Sound Off. This will be linked in the show notes. But a lot of other people play along with this thing, so you can hear the voices of many other cartoonists like yourself who are struggling and striving and working hard with this visual storytelling stuff that drives us all mad. Okay, I'll be back soon with another Thunder Punch Daily. Until then, remember, everybody,
I love running at this time of the day.
Yeah, me too. Makes me feel close to nature.
The best part is that it's wonderful exercise.
It's the best. Of course, one should check with a doctor before doing any heavy exercise.
Right, and then start off just a little each day.
I sure wish we could tell that to everybody.
I think we just did.
We did?
Say for yourself.
Remember, be good to your body, and it'll be good to you.
Well said, He-Man. Now, I'll race you to the tree.
Okay.